Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
Texter notes that in the January 4th issue of The Economist, there was an expose on the fact that those who are wearing surgical masks, particularly those from Asia, are doing it to hide their faces from facial recognition software. It has
nothing to do
with the disease or anything.
Makes sense. They got the technology.
I always thought it was because of just like common colds, and there were just a lot of people, and that's why they wore them.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
But it may be, I guess maybe it is because of the facial recognition software.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know.
It's a pretty good idea.
Here is a 617 text that says, Greg, why are you avoiding a discussion about the governor raising the Uber prices? I'm not avoiding any discussion. We didn't get to that yet. We can
between that and the gas, man. What's up with this governor?
Uber.
I don't know. I mean, the Uber thing is frustrating. I guess it's the only way that they figure that they're going to stop you from doing things that they don't want you to do, mm-hmm. is to charge you, like to jam you up when it comes to paying for stuff. Oh, but there should be a better solution when it comes to the traffic situation.
Right. Well, I heard you guys talking about the gas thing, and that's ridiculous. You know what? You want to make us more carbon friendly or whatever. How about you lower the prices in Teslas? You know,
the government doesn't control that.
Oh, no, but if you want people to drive these electric cars,
vehicles, yeah.
But they're tons of money, or if you the ones that don't cost a ton of money, you could fit a person and a half in them.
How about my good friend Martin Walsh yesterday tweeting that they are expanding the urban tree canopy in the city? I retweeted that. Great job by the mayor.
What is the urban tree canopy?
Yeah, what is that?
They're developing green spaces on the harbors, and they are committed to protecting people from global warming. So they're adding trees, planting trees.
Yeah, I like it. Plus, it costs your UV exposure.
But how ridiculous is the Uber thing?
They're going to raise the per ride fee tax for ride hailing trips from 20 cents to $1. That's a 400%
increase. Which Uber's going to pass on to you.
Of course they are.
Right.
They're not going to absorb that.
Right. So,
and what's the purpose in doing it? So less people will take Uber because it's too expensive?
They want them to take the T because they will set aside, per this budget, they'll set aside $73 million for the MBTA.
Nobody's going to take, people who are taking Uber aren't going to take the T.
No, they're not.
Right. And the T hardly ever works from what I hear.
Yes.
So why, how about you fix the T first and you make that really good and then people, maybe will say, I won't
buy a car. How is it logical to expect that those who utilize Uber or Lyft should be forced to pay for the T
when
the individuals who use the T should be forced to pay to fix the T?
Right. I know.
There's a crossover there. Some people take an Uber because the T is just miserable and getting to work.
But if I'm in the class of people that if I take an Uber, it's because I'm going out drinking and I don't want to drive.
Right.
So I don't have the opportunity. I live on the North Shore. It's not like I'd take the commuter rail
to
where I'm going and then get back home and dying.
Yeah. Well, then they should do it by time, like rush hour to and from work. Then they'll raise the prices.
Surge
at that
pricing?
Time.
Yeah,
right.
But that's then again, it's like the surge pricing on tolls. You're punishing people who can't necessarily change their schedule to accommodate.
They don't care.
This mocha chai latte can't pony up an extra 80 cents.
How about they give them like a, how about, you know, they go the reverse and they give them like a credit. Maybe people who have electric cars get a credit, or people, you know, who take the T get a special credit or something. And it's your choice if you want to, you know, maybe you want a little extra cash.
What percentage of people who are taking Uber would you guess are taking it because they've been drinking?
I'd say it's pretty high.
Considerable.
So now you're going to make it more costly.
Yeah.
If you're the governor, mm-hmm. you're going to make it more costly to take Uber. So isn't there a risk that people yes. are just going to end up drinking yep. and driving?
Oh, right. yeah. You know, why am I going to spend that?
Spin.
Why am I going to spend that much money?
What do you mean it's a
it's
spin?
It's not a spin, Ken. It's a good point.
It's the people are going to, why am I going to spend that much money when I could just drive myself?
Right.
You know, now I got to spend an extra however much it is to, you know, a normal Uber ride that would cost me $20 to get from Boston to Encore. Maybe right. now that costs me $40 or $50.
It's gouging.
When's your boy coming in, man?
He's going to be in the first week of February. So
do it on a Tuesday or a Friday so Wiggy and I can pepper him with hardballs because you won't.
I can deliver a hardball to the governor if I'm absolutely forced to.
What,
a piece of candy?
A jawbreaker?
I can
get out of here.
You
can't.
If I have to.
Governor, they're going to be all over me if I don't ask you this. So, you know, obviously I know that you're doing what's best for the Commonwealth, but these texters are all over me. So, well, you know, let's talk about the Uber fee. And then Charlie will give us two sentences and you'll be like, okay,
all right,
that was a good answer, wasn't it?
So you think
I don't know what you people want from me.
So you think Brady's coming back?
All right, thank you. Segue.
Hello, Dane.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Dane?
Yeah, I got something to say to Jermaine Wiggins.
There you go.
I'm white, man.
Uh-huh.
And my name is, you know, Dane, like Great Dane.
Yeah.
And you have no idea how many freaking people will mess up my name. I'll get Dane, or sorry, not Dane. I'll get Dan, Dana,
yeah.
Dean. I've even had one time a substitute teacher in high school. She's going down roll calls, pronouncing everybody else's name, and then she gets to mine and goes, Danae?
Danae.
It's pronounced Danae. The accent is not there.
That's because he went to a black school. Is Danae here?
Danae? Danae.
It's like that skit that...
Oh, it's a boy.
It's like the skit from Key and Peele when mm-hmm. they go through the names. Aaron. Is there a Danae here?
Here's a 781 text that says, did Ken, the sports radio guy, just complain about spinning something? Yes, he did.
Yes,
that was the sports radio guy complaining about spinning something.
What does that mean?
It means that everything is spun.
Right. That's what we do. It's the nature of the biz.
What it is.
You done messed up,
Aaron. More specific.
How about you get rid of the bike lanes and you make the lanes wider? Now more cars can go and have to deal with traffic.
They're not going to get rid of the bike lanes.
No.
The mayor told you that himself on this show, Wiggy. He's not going to.
The bike lanes for the two bikes that travel in them.
Yeah. All right. We need to find out right now what is trending this morning.
This is Boston Sports Station. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
The New England Fishing Expo returns to the Boxborough Regency January 24th through the 26th. Get tickets at the door for $12. 12 and under are free. Free parking, too. Visit nefishingexpo.com. Okay, so Antonio Brown did make an appearance at a bond hearing this morning. His bond was set at $100,000 for the burglary with battery charge. The judge has ordered Antonio to wear a GPS monitor. He's got to surrender his passport and undergo a mental health evaluation.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I'm great.
That all per Andy Slater on Twitter.
You get less than that for killing somebody.
No, you don't.
Jesus.
No, you don't.
Okay, watch first.
Guy, 40. You don't think he's dangerous?
I would say
it's a danger to himself.
Yeah, I would say
at the very least.
Yes, I would say that.
He needs help. Somebody should.
We know he needs help. But damn, $100,000 for throwing rocks at a truck.
He's got it. He's got the money.
Man.
Meanwhile, there are ultimatums being thrown around to Tom Brady all over the place through the media. Adam Schefter, Zod, as Wiggy calls him, and Phil Perry, NBC Sports Boston. How about our guy, Nick Wright? stole my lead this morning on FS1.
And the fact that the Patriots are trying to rush Tom Brady into this decision, the first time he's ever a free agent, basically saying, we need you to make your decision before free agency begins, when the only thing he got out of them this last contract negotiation was the opportunity to actually be a free agent. If I'm Tom, that's infuriating.
I agree wholeheartedly.
How are they trying to force him into it? He's Tom Brady. He can do whatever he wants.
Right.
Well, okay, but they're saying we're not holding your chair here. You tell us now whether you're in or out.
I mean, it's
after 20 years? That's unbelievable.
It's business. They got to figure out what they have to have a viable solution if he goes somewhere else.
If they were smart businessmen, what they would do would be to give him a good deal before he became a free agent so they could spread that money out that it would cost if they allowed him to get to free agency.
If they were smart businessmen, they would not let him go somewhere else. They would match any offer he gets.
But they would give him the money he needs.
But so he doesn't know what that is. He wants to go test the market.
I don't think if they offered him 2 years and $50 million or $55 million fully guaranteed, I don't think he's going to free agency.
Well, a month and a half for that to play out. 54 days, I believe, until Tom Brady's a free agent. All-Star Weekend, we got the Pro Bowl. We have the NHL All-Star Game. Kemba Walker's an NBA All-Star Game starter. That'll be in February. Australian Open, it was a good match with Federer held off the 47th player in the world. Serena's out. You into tennis at all, Hillman?
No.
Well, he's into watching a little bit of tennis when the smokes are playing.
Pretty good five-setter into extra.
Well, yeah. I mean, I enjoy the grunting.
Yeah. But you're merely a man, Greg.
I mean, I was not a bad tennis player in my youth.
Really?
Yeah. Worked at a tennis club at one point.
Over the Stowe Tennis Club?
No, the Thoreau Club Concord.
Oh, Thoreau. Concord.
Yeah.
You've Googled Kornikova, though, in the back office. I've seen that. You have a little bit of a fetish there.
Concord.
No, I do not.
Wait a minute. Can we put some air quotes? Was it you've Googled Kornikova in the back office, or you've Googled, quote, Kornikova in the back office?
Where does the Oxford comma go in that?
Nowhere in that one.
That's what I want to know.
Over in Concord, Carlisle. Oh. Gregory. There's tennis classes today.
And Tiger opened up with a 3-under yesterday at the Farmers Insurance Open in San Diego. He is 3 shots back. Rory is 67. It's the Greg Hill Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
I don't believe the New England Patriots are waiting till March 16th to get an answer from Tom Brady. I don't think that they're going to let Tom Brady go to free agency, all of a sudden sign with Team X, and then on March 20th say, well, what do we do at quarterback now?
When we were young.
Texter says the treatment of Tom Brady over the years is a national and historic embarrassment.
By the Patriots? I agree.
Oh, Ken. Your lead this morning is that they've given him some kind of an ultimatum. And this texter says, Ken, that's a media story. There's no Patriots have given Tom Brady no ultimatum.
Do we really believe Schefter doesn't talk to the Patriots? Is that like...
Who's he talking to?
I mean, so you believe he doesn't speak to anybody over there? You get briefed on a daily basis, let alone
briefed.
Schefter. I mean,
if I say something that is inaccurate, then I may get a phone call or something. But I don't... I don't get briefed.
Phone call or something. I've seen those texts.
Nobody gets briefed.
Uh-oh. Looks like someone's been debriefed.
Here's a 508 text that says, Ken, you're assuming that Brady wants to test the market. Maybe he just wants to be in the best negotiating position to get the best deal from the Patriots.
Right.
I mean,
if you're the Patriots, knowing everything that you know financially with the $13.5 million that you is going to be on your books anyways, the only way you can split that in half is if you re-sign Brady. It would be smart for you to do everything in your power to get this man re-signed before he becomes a free agent.
So I think we can safely assume that they are negotiating right now, correct?
I wouldn't say yet. They still have another month. I mean, they're going
to
let him.
Why wouldn't you be? So right now you're trying to get a deal done with Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about Belichick.
I would assume that Robert Kraft is trying to get a deal done with Tom Brady.
Yes.
And that Robert Kraft looks at, you know, March 18th as his deadline to get a deal done with Tom Brady.
The most important thing in that coaching room for Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft, like any organization, the number one thing come the free agent period is the quarterback situation position when we have an issue with it.
Right.
So
now, but listen, if you get to a certain point and you don't have a deal done with Tom Brady,
yes,
you have to put some kind of a provisional plan in place.
Right.
You have to start thinking about that.
Why?
What?
What do you mean, why?
What?
I mean, you let Tom Brady test the market and then come back. Why are you forcing him to go somewhere else?
Well,
why aren't you waiting until the last possible minute?
He wanted the opportunity to go somewhere else.
Okay, fine.
I mean, he's the one who he wanted. That's what he wanted out of this.
But why would you let him test the market, though? That would be stupid on your part as an organization. Especially,
so maybe they're not going to do that. I'm just saying to you that to speculate right now that they're saying, hey, this is it. You better sign this or else we're moving on is irresponsible. I don't like irresponsible speculation.
No.
About Tom
if
Brady.
Anything,
do you think Phil Perry and Adam Schefter both on the same day just decided to have separate stories about how, well, there's a deadline. Brady, they better sign by then or else it's goodbye.
Well, I think we all know that there's a deadline. And it didn't say it. Schefter made it come across whereas they have no contingency plan. So to let him go to free agency where he could ultimately sign with somebody else isn't a smart move.
Well, that's not their obviously, that's not what they want to happen. But you don't close the door and put ultimatums before the greatest player ever and say, hey, if you don't do it, you're gone. That's basically what they're doing.
Yeah, but that Schefter sound didn't come across like that was what he was saying.
That's exactly what he's not going to come out and say it like I heard this, but it's informed speculation.
And so Tom Brady gets an ultimatum from them. Let's play this out. So what?
Now he's pissed.
He's not getting an ultimatum from them. Don't buy that. Don't believe that nonsense.
They're starting to play hardball. They're starting to smear him. They already smeared Giselle in the tabloid. That was disgraceful.
Greg, don't believe that nonsense. They're not giving him an ultimatum. They know that would be bad business to give him an ultimatum. They're not that stupid. So what you're saying, if I'm getting this right, then Adam Schefter and Phil Perry, because that's who you said, they look at Kraft and them to be stupid people.
Well, they're saying that they're giving him a take it or leave it. They're saying, here it is. This is it. Take it or leave it.
They're starting to up their rhetoric. Scary rhetoric from the Krafts.
No. The position that they're in, the one with the power is Brady. Brady holds all the power in this situation. They have no backup plan. Their backup plan is Jared Stidham. That's what we know right now. You really believe that the greatest coach of all time, from what everybody tells me, and we believe it, myself included, is going to go into the 2020 season with Jared Stidham as the future quarterback of this Patriots team.
You've already read the articles. Jeff Howe wrote he had the greatest arm they've ever seen in camp.
All I know is when I heard Belichick at the press conference when he talked about Brady missing a few days and Stidham was taking the reps, I never once heard Belichick go the Jimmy Garoppolo route and say, hey, Stidham can run everything that Brady runs.
Yeah, but the fact that he brought up he's been taking reps, he gave injury information on Brady, that never happens.
But that doesn't mean he wants to move on from the man.
I think it's theoretically possible that Tom Brady already got what he wanted, which is the option to test the free agency market. And therefore, in order to get the best deal from the Patriots from a leverage point of view, that's all he had to get.
Right. And I think
he's going to get, maybe he's already getting the best offer and an offer that he is comfortable with.
And it's more so not that he wants to test the free agent market, but I think it's more of they can't trade him. Not to say that they would, but if that's on the table because of him not putting that in the clause or allowing them to franchise him, now he knows, okay, they can't trade me to some place that I might not want to go to. I have total control of where I want to end up. And I think that's their way of saying, Tom, we want you back. Here's how we're going to prove it to you. We're going to put in this clause that basically you're a free agent. You can go wherever. We can't trade you.
This is Edward from California. Edward, did the Dodgers get those World Series titles back yet?
Gosh, what a joke that is. I'm a Dodger hater, so this is pathetic.
What's going on?
Hey, forgive me if this has already been brought up, but Wiggy, did you happen to catch the episode of Peyton's Places with Tom Brady as the guest?
No, I haven't got to it yet.
It was really cool. They filmed it out in Pebble Beach in Jim Nance's backyard, but Peyton slapped Tom with some trivia, and he wanted Tom to name five players in the NFL that have caught a pass from both Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, and you were one of those players, and Tom knocked it out of the park, named all five guys.
He did? He named all five?
Yeah, the two hardest ones, the people that I've never heard of, he named as the first two. Wow. And then he slam dunked it with Welker, Austin Collie, and then Wiggy.
He saved the best for
last. Klecko would be one.
Yeah.
I don't know who the other guy would be. Collie, Welker, myself, that's four, right? And we're missing one?
Did he say Jeremy Wiggins or... Did he get the name right?
I think Tom knows how to pronounce Jermaine.
This is Tyler. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Nothing much. I honestly feel that, you know, all the speculation of them talking about Brady leaving and Brady going possibly somewhere else, I feel like that's just going to be deaded. I honestly, in my opinion, I'm feeling like Brady's going to want to come back to New England, give us a seventh championship, and, you know, totally devote himself to the team and retire a Patriot. I mean, he's put in so much effort into, you know, all these years of being a Patriot, and he's just going to give up now? I don't think that would happen.
It's all speculation. That's what it is. Nobody knows what's going on.
So what's let me throw this question out there for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best... what's the best thing for the organization to do when it comes to Tom Brady?
According to whom?
Bill
or Robert?
No, if you just looked at it from the perspective of a fan or anything else, what's the best thing for them to do when it comes to Tom Brady? Is it re-sign him, let him go? I guess those are your only two options.
Well, I think that there may be a differing point of view over there. I mean, Bill may believe that moving on is the best thing to do.
How is it? How is that the best thing to do
What do you believe he was ready to move on when it came to Garoppolo?
Yeah, but he had Garoppolo in place. He has no Garoppolo.
Well, maybe he thinks Stidham is a Garoppolo.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. And I would think that you'd find a very few amount of people who believe that he believes Stidham is the guy.
The reason they're talking like this is they're essentially comparing it to the Gronk situation,
mm-hmm.
which is that they are overestimating the desire that Tom has to remain a Patriot,
mm-hmm.
and that therefore they may end up in the same kind of situation where March 18th arrives, they don't have a deal, Tom Brady starts to test the free agency waters, you get to April, you get to May, and you end up without a quarterback.
But this is not like the Gronk situation, because Gronk was fighting on whether or not he wanted to retire. We all know that Brady wants to come back. So and Gronk was already on the contract. It's whether or not this guy's going to play or is he going to retire. If you want Brady back, all you got to do is talk to his agent and say, here's what we're willing to offer. Here's the price that we're going to start.
Right, and not give him ultimatums. Come to him with love, not forceful rhetoric. That is unbelievable.
If I could just get the marketing people here to get my Stay Tom sign contest started, everything would be okay.
We'll be fine.
I mean, what is the delay?
Let's go.
If we could just get signs everywhere to say Stay Tom, right, then I think everything would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
What are they waiting for over there? I mean,
they haven't gotten in touch with Marianne Williamson yet for the power of prayer.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, if we could stop a tornado or a hurricane with the power of prayer, couldn't we keep Tom Brady here with the power
of
prayer?
You have to manifest Tom here, so you have to act as if he's here. Just act as if he's not going anywhere.
Right.
This is what's happening. All the speculation is pushing the manifestation away. Let's go, people.
Do you really believe that Bill thinks they're a playoff team without Brady? With Stidham as their quarterback?
I don't know, because I don't know when he looks at his own abilities, I don't know if he believes that he is proportionately the reason for their success. And I don't know if he believes that he can do it with almost anybody. I don't know. You would know better than I.
I think
you told me one time I had no right to comment on football because I never played professional football.
Well, there's certain things I said. I believe he does think about that, that he knows he hasn't been able to do it without Tom. And why have this come into question when we're talking about Bill Belichick's legacy, especially when you only have a few more years before you retire.
Yeah.
And if there's no Brady here and they don't perform and they don't do well, what do you think the narrative is going to be? He wasn't able to win. Not only did he start his career with you know, not winning, he ended his career without winning with Brady.
This is Jay from Maine. What's up, Jay?
Hey, good morning, guys. I agree with you. You know, come at him with love and respect. Come at him with, you know, appreciation for what he's done for the organization, especially if he wants to continue to play. You know, I'm thinking it's looking like the Patriots are scared. It's kind of like all like that high school drama stuff where, you know, they're afraid to talk or they don't, you know, kind of hearsay or some waiting for somebody to say something.
Well, why are you assuming that they're not talking and that they're not doing that? Why is everyone assuming that?
Well, I mean, maybe they have to be talking or communicating or something. I mean, or I don't know. Again, we don't know what they're thinking. I mean, they could not be talking. And like you said, what if Belichick doesn't want Brady? What if the Patriots don't want Brady here, but they want to make it look like it was on Tom? Like, oh, see, we gave him the offer. Yeah. We gave him a chance. We did this. You know,
well,
they could want him to leave.
That is Ken's deranged philosophy, is he believes that that's what's going to happen. And then they're going to spread scurrilous rumors about him afterwards.
Of course, they're talking. I mean, his agent, Don Yee, has definitely been in communication with Kraft and Bill and saying, you know, whatever. What's the plan here? What are we thinking? And
Don Yee said, we're going to test the market and we're going to find out what his true value is for the first time ever, and then we're going to come back to you. And that's why the Patriots now spilled this. Well, we're not waiting. Better not go past March 16th.
It's called negotiating.
But where would that rumor come from that Don Yee said that they wanted? Tom wants to test the market.
That you know that because that's what Tom negotiated, the power to do it.
No, he negotiated the ability to not be traded. Just because you're a free agent and you have the ability to test the market doesn't mean you want to test the market.
Ken thinks that Robert Kraft is texting Adam Schefter from a burner phone.
He's not.
This is Bill.
Hello.
Hey, Bill.
Hi there.
What's up?
That lady, she is saying Jermaine. She's not saying Jeremy. She's up talking, and she really does say Jeremy.
Oh, God.
No. Oh, that's a Baba Boy guy. I don't think he's called into the new show
yet. Welcome back.
I like that guy.
I was going back to what Jeremy Wiggins said.
Jeremy Wiggins. All right.
Jeremy Spoken.
All day today.
Jeremy Wiggins and Danielle and Ken and myself and Stiz Grimey, we will all be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I
can. Ah, yes, Ken, 79 years young today, Neil Young. And
Neil Diamond, not Neil Young.
How old is Neil Young? Neil Young is, Rich, how old is Neil Young?
He is 69.
Oh, he's
74.
Neil Diamond, 79 years old.
Now, on Monday, will we be reporting Neil Diamond involved in a car accident, a wrist sprain after a fall, or coronavirus?
I don't think there's any, but...
I'm going to say coronavirus.
Right?
Yeah, because usually over 65, that's when those viruses get hit. You.
Let me say this to Rich and Wiggy, speaking of Monday. Mark my words. Shapeshifter.
Oh.
Shapeshifter.
Mark my words. Episode 4, Sunday night.
Yes.
Mark my words.
I think you're probably right.
You think I'm right?
Yeah, it has to be something like that.
But it can't just be a simple shapeshifter. Dale's not giving anything
because
up.
Because here's the deal.
This is the outsider,
and there was a cut, right? There was a cut. So a simple shapeshifter could probably just see you and turn into you. But this creature
needs
to obviously get in contact with that person in order to take on their identity.
And why is this?
Wait a minute. Explain that.
So I think a shapeshifter, right, like Mystique from the X-Men,
could
just see Greg and then go and then turn into Greg.
Exactly.
Right? But this, what we know about this show is that Jason Bateman, when he was vacationing in Akron, or Toledo, or Dayton, wherever he was, and his daughter was saying, well, he got cut.
Yeah.
Remember, he had a weird cut, and she was like, what about the cut? And he was like, I don't know, I just got cut, whatever. So clearly, this creature needs to have contact with you, and maybe, I don't know, put its blood in you, or vice versa, something like that.
Yes. Well, you could see that with that process going on with the police officer who went to that barn out in the woods. And now
the thing on the neck.
Yes. And something's talking to him because he's like,
But that part's next level because we don't know if Bateman ever experienced anything like that.
We don't know.
Plus, there's a real mystery with the father.
There is.
When they couldn't go and talk to him. Remember? Right. And then the new lady who's kind of like Rain Man, wasn't allowed up there.
The
and they're like,
Rain
oh my God, the press is here nonstop. Right. Like, well, what's going on with this guy?
Yeah.
Right. What do we not know about him?
I like that new character, though.
She's good.
The medium, or whatever she is.
She was in the movie Widows, and she played Harriet. But also, the thing you have to realize is why the shapeshifter not only decided to get Jason Bateman's character, but why is he so violent? The crime he did was just abhorrent.
It was abhorrent.
Will you be playing Dungeons and Dragons after the show on Sunday night?
I don't understand turning him into a weirdo. Why it would go there?
You can play Magic the Gathering on Monday if you'd like.
We enjoy a television program.
I mean, he enjoys a popular show on HBO.
We would have to be talking about Game of Thrones in order to enjoy Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes, you're right. We're not breaking down The Witcher right now.
When do the goblins appear?
You are correct, Jeremy.
This is a Stephen King novel turned TV adaptation.
Right. So this would be more.
So what should we be watching? The Pro Bowl, Ken? What do you want to?
What are we supposed to be watching?
We should be watching the Pro Bowl and what's the thing that they have now?
The Skills Challenge.
I'll dip into that, I guess.
I'll make sure to watch that. I'm excited for this. But you got to admit, there's a real chance that this could go bad.
I know.
Right? Like, it's such a good start because it's right now it's like realistic with like a little touch of
supernatural,
a little bit of that, which I like. But if you go so far overboard,
I'm done.
Like, if this guy turns into like a big dragon,
I'm done with it. I'm gonna be so pissed.
I don't think they'll go that overboard. Here's where you'll
they might though.
It's gonna be like Sean Connery and Dragonheart. They're like, hello, Jermaine.
Hello, Jeremy.
Forget it. This sucks.
They're not gonna go that crazy. The problem that the issue that you're gonna have potentially with Stephen King is they're going to take you to a road and you're going to go, what?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's going to go so far.
It's not going to be off the dragon, but it's going to be.
Well, no,
like,
maybe not a dragon, but I wouldn't rule it out.
So it was just the wind that was doing it?
Yeah. Something like that.
It was a little.
But it's off to a good start. And it's 10 episodes, too.
Okay. Yeah, it's 10 episodes.
So they got what are we, three down?
Sunday night will be episode four.
Okay. All right.
And then right after, think about Bateman. He's because Ozark, the new season of Ozark three, is coming in March. So
yes. Did you guys like Ozark?
I loved it.
Yeah, good, right?
Loved it.
I think it was kind of. The early reviews are like people told me it was like, oh, it's like Breaking Bad. It's not Breaking Bad. It's good, but it's like, that was a little bit high praise.
But it's really
good. It's very good. I like all the characters on it.
Really good television. All right. Michael Irvin on the show today.
Yeah, we got Michael Irvin right out of the shoot today. And then Andy Hart is in because it's a Friday. We have our week in review. And we'll check in with Michael McCann as well about all this Antonio Brown stuff.
Yeah.
Get the legal aspects.
I mean, I
$100,000 bill.
What do you think of that suit?
Do
you see that
Dolomite
suit?
That's a nice suit. That's a Dolomite suit. I like that.
Rudy Ray Moore. Right, he showed up last night.
I feel way down in the jungle.
Yeah, you got to be in good shape to wear suits like that. I mean, you can't pull it off
Dolomite pulled it off. He wasn't in great shape.
He wasn't?
No, he pulled it off. You got to have confidence.
You have to have confidence.
Great confidence is what you have.
But I mean, I feel sad. He's in court this morning and they have the suicide vest on him. And
the smock.
I don't know.
You do feel bad for Antonio Brown?
I feel like he has psychological issues.
Yeah, it's definitely gotten
and
to that level.
He needs help.
And that's where he's getting a psyche. What is it? An evaluation? A psych eval? I guess is what they're saying.
But I mean,
I don't know how that's going to turn.
I mean,
up.
I suppose it's somewhat encouraging that his family went with him family members went with him when he went to turn himself into the police.
Yeah, it was like, entourage went with him.
Are there people that are telling him that?
I don't know if he's listening to anybody.
No, that's the thing. Because if there was, they would have stepped in a long time ago. Everybody that's in his camp is just enabling him to basically do what he's doing.
And this thing, too, like, of all the stuff that he's accused of, and some of it is just heinous, like some of the older stuff.
Yeah.
This is so stupid. An argument about moving. You're throwing rocks at a guy, then you wouldn't pay him, then you would, then you wouldn't. And it's like, what are we doing?
Well, that's why Wiggy is saying that the bail doesn't fit the crime.
Oh, no way.
No, but I think they're like, whether it's fair or unfair, they're like, we know you have a lot of going on. $110,000
bail?
Yeah.
Are you smoking drugs?
Jeez. He was smoking drugs.
Well, they're trying to protect him from himself and protect other people from him.
So 3 kilos and get less than that.
All right.
I mean, he's never. Do you think he ever is going to make it back to the NFL?
No.
But I told you, I don't think he really cares about that. He's going down the world of he's a musician now.
Right.
And so he loves this. This, I think, actually plays into the world that he's in
now.
Does
this help his street cred?
Well, this helps with his publicity and his music and his song. When he gets out of here, boom.
It's going to be like an album cover of him walking in with that turquoise
suit. But think about this.
I bet it is.
Yeah. But think about this. The time he was had himself locked up in his house, he dropped an album.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So, it's...
Well,
can you buy it? Like, is it available to buy? Or is he just, putting it out on Instagram?
I don't know.
Did you hear Wiggy and Shannon Sharp blaming his social media followers?
Well, this is part of the creation of the beast,
et cetera.
Well, when you feed the beast, this is what you get.
So it's on us?
Yeah, it's all... Yeah,
yeah, it's our fault.
If you ever liked any of his posts,
Don't blame me. I don't like his stuff.
Don't go looking
blame
at
Brady.
Him. Yeah, don't go don't looking at me. His Instagram Live. When he goes Instagram Live, you'll go to somewhere else. I told you, Larry Fitzgerald, go follow him.
All right, what any big plans for the weekend, Richard?
No.
The samurai sword?
Probably cut up some more fruit.
Yeah.
Probably
you missed the banana. I saw that on Twitter.
Missed the banana. It's clean cut. Right,
I don't know. I felt like you. I thought there was trickery. Like there was some
trickery.
Kind of
trickery. Do you think I know how to do trickery?
I feel like there was camera.
There's no magic, no illusions. That's just a real sword, a real banana.
You know what you
should have
did? You should have had two cameras. One that could have had the zoom in angle because you were going to get people.
Well, then I need a whole like photography team
because
my wife was already rolling around.
Well, because it happened so quick, they're going to be people like, oh, you missed the banana. If you had somebody zoom in.
Yeah.
Like I told you, forged in fire.
Yeah.
They get right
I do want
to
light my sword on fire like Ooh. Beric Dondarrion from Game of Thrones. I'm going to try that.
You should do that when you cut the when you go through the pig carcass.
Yes.
Set
See,
it on
this
fire.
Is growing. This is going to be pretty
something.
Good. It's very popular.
Could you bring it to work?
I would be happy to. I don't know is that allowed?
I don't
It'd be
know.
Like when Dwight Schrute brought the goose into Butcher
for
Christmas.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, didn't he actually bring in like a samurai sword or... One
he brought
time,
in
Gabe
some weapon.
Had swords.
He did.
He brought in something in one episode where
Yeah.
I think you should bring it to work.
I'll bring it in, sure.
I'll just be careful.
Yeah. Just march. I'm always careful with it.
Just march down to Joe's office and say, you know, I want more endorsement spots.
Yeah,
keep it in the slices desk
and be like, or else.
What's the holster called for the sword?
Like, the sheath?
Yeah, keep it in the sheath.
Oh, the sheath.
I keep it sheathed.
Do you keep it sheathed?
I keep it sheathed at home. I have a small baby. I got to keep it sheathed. Yeah, and as my wife says, keep it in the basement or outside. Doesn't like it upstairs.
It's like having a gun in a lockbox.
Yeah, basically. We have to go.
All right, we got Michael Irvin next.
All right, Michael, maybe he could mentor AB.
I think he probably has tried, to be honest.
You think he's tried?
Yeah, I mean, as the fellow, you know, Miami, Florida type guys, we've talked to him throughout the year. We've asked him about Antonio Brown, and I think he has kind of reached out to him. I just don't know.
I don't know if anything's helping there.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back Monday with Boomer Esiason at 7. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.